This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I was fascinated by Isaiah's penetrating view on fasting. Most Christians know very little about fasting. Self-denial is not common in our affluent contemporary lifestyle. If we get more serious and consider the discipline of fasting, it would be good to keep in mind what is said in Isaiah 58. Denying yourself food in order to get God to do something for you will get you nowhere if at the same time you're indifferent to God's desire for us to care for the welfare of others. In fact, if we're not already reaching out to those we see in need, we've missed the point of fasting. Fasting sensitizes one to what is important, others, especially others who are in need. I remember hearing about a very successful man who was a grandfather. He was asked by his grandson, "What is the secret of success?" After some thought, his grandfather responded, "Others. Others. Others." Isaiah eloquently says, that's the essence of true fasting, a concern for others. Isaiah 58:6-7 explains, "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? When you live this way, you'll in essence be fasting because you're denying self to benefit others. If you then fast by not eating, I believe it's easy to see why God would respond to your prayer requests."